Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the sixth parak of Masechta Sota. We are up to parak Vav Mishnah Aleph. So, Misha Kini Le'ishto V'Nistra. If someone warned his wife, don't go alone into a room with a man, and she did. So, Afilu Shama Me'of HaParech. Even if we only heard about that stira, about that seclusion that she had with this man from a little birdie who's flying around, I mean, you heard it from just an Eid Echad, she's still going to become a Sota. Normally, you don't except Eidos, when it comes to Eidos Isha, but with anything less than two Eidim, davar mimamon, so you need to have two Eidim, but over here, there's already raglayim ledavar, she already had a kinui, so therefore, even a single Eid is enough to make her a sota, and yotiv yitin ksuba, so if he doesn't want her to drink the water, he's going to have to divorce her and pay her ksuba, to Rabbi Eliezer. That is Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Rabbi Eliezer himself said in Mishnah, in the first Mishnah of this Masechta, that even if one witness testifies that she had stira, she becomes a sota. So the witness can even be a pasul aid, which is the same as a chirping bird, meaning it's nothing. It's a pasul aid is enough. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Achi Yisav Yitna Ba Mozros Balavana. That no, unless the women who spin thread by the light of the moon are schmoozing about her, meaning that a lot of people are saying that she's this immoral woman that does all these terrible things, only then does she become a sota. Meaning, even though we don't have real solid evidence, it's not proper for the husband to keep her around as his wife if everyone knows that she's a promiscuous woman who's not behaving properly. Okay, now we move on to Mishnah Beis. Amar Eid Echad Ani Re'isiya Shenitmeis. If one Eid says that I saw her actually cheat on her husband, Lo Yisashosa, she doesn't drink the Meisota. Meaning even a single Eid is believed to say that she actually committed adultery when she was alone with that guy. So she's not given the opportunity to vindicate herself by drinking the Meisota. And she's asura labayla forever, and she loses her ksuba. V'lo od ela afilu eved afilu shivcha harel ne'amanim. And it doesn't matter who that aid is. It could be a pasla aid. It could be an eved. It could be a shivcha. Af la pasla miksubasa. Not only does she not drink the mesota, she's pasla from her ksuba. Now the Mishnah goes on to more people who are believed to say that she was nitmes. Chamosa ubas chamosa v'tzarasa v'yevemta ubas bayla. Women who typically would not be believed about her because they have inherently contentious relationships with her. Her mother-in-law, her mother-in-law's daughter, meaning her husband's sister, her co-wife, meaning her husband's other wife, or her yevama, her husband's brother's wife, who always has the thought in the back of her mind that if my husband dies, this woman is going to be my husband's wife because he's got a mitzvah of yibum, or her husband's daughter from a different marriage, a stepdaughter. They are all ne'amanos. They are all ne'amanos that she was nitmeis. V'lo l'pasam iksubasa, elish Lotishta, not to make that she shouldn't be able to get a ksuba, but at least to make it that she will not be able to drink the Meisota. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that if someone does kinoy on his wife and she then secludes herself with the guy, even if we only know about that seclusion from an of haporeach, it's enough to say that the husband cannot keep her around and he's got to pay her ksuba if he doesn't want to give her the Meisota. According to Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Shua says that it's not enough if it's just an of haporeach. It has to be that there's, you know, that lots of people are talking about it, that the women are schmoozing about her promiscuity. Mishnah Beis, we said that if an Eid Echad says that he saw that she cheated on him, that she actually was nitmeis, she would not drink, she can no longer drink the Meisota, and that Eid Echad could be a pasul person, like an Eved, a Shifra, or they're believed even to make her not get her ksuba, and that Eid Echad could even be people who have inherently contentious relationships with her, but they won't be able to pasul her from a ksuba, they'll just make it that she won't be able to drink the Meisota. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Vav Mishnah Gimel.